Well, now, what did they fry eggs in? What would you...
Skillet, an iron skillet.
Now, it was iron. Did you ever see one that had legs on it?
Yes,
like an octopus, what would you call that?
Well, we call that the pot, you know.
Oh, that'd be different. Well, what about something that was big and black and heavy, made out of metal, that...
Tea kettle?
Yeah, something like that. Now,
yeah.
What about, did you ever see that they would ever boil clothes and something like that?
Oh, a wash kettle?
Yeah, did they ever?
Oh, yes, you bet.
Now, that would be bigger, of course, than...
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was a kettle. That was a wash kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like, what about something smaller that you just put on the stove, like to boil potatoes or something? What would you call it?
Well,
I was really thinking, what would be the difference between like a pot? Would you ever say pot? What would
be
the difference between a pot and a kettle?
Well, now, a kettle for you boil, you know, for heating water and boiling clothes and whatnot. They sit on a rack, or they have their own legs,
mm-hmm.
and these others, mm-hmm. A pan or a pot, like they'd be just like mm-hmm. a tea kettle, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they'd sit flat on the surface,
mm-hmm.
and a kettle has three legs on it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's cast.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, what about a container that you would put cut flowers in, like that thing right there? Of course, that's plastic flowers, but what do you call one of those?
Oh, well, just flower vase, I guess.
Okay, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Now, when you are eating at the table, you eat with three different types of things.
A knife and a fork
right,
and a spoon.
Right, yeah. That's kind of silly. Well, now, when you would have a big kind that you might use maybe for cutting up meat or something, what would you call that?
Well, steak knife.
Yeah, did you ever have a carving up a roast or something?
What we'd slice meat with,
yeah,
butcher
knife.
Yeah, right.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
That was made, homemade.
Now, like after you eat dinner, whoever the person is that does the housework says, well, I've got to do something with the dishes. I've got to
wash the dishes.
Right. And then after you wash them, and then you got to get the soap off, and so then you have to...
And rinse them, and dry them, put the, yeah.
Now, what would they use to wash them with?
Well...
Something, a cloth, made out
of
cloth.
A dish, of course, it was a dish rag.
Right, and then what about drying them, what would you...
Drying towel.
Yeah, and what about free washing your face, what do you call that?
That's a washcloth or a wash rag.
Right, and then after you get through bathing, what do you dry yourself off with?
Tail.
Yeah, now, like, at a kitchen sink, there's a water pipe that comes out, that the water comes out of. What do you call that?
The faucet.
Right, now, do you call it the same thing on the side of a house where you might hook up a hose?
Hydrant.
Yeah. Now, you might have, I don't know in your time if you remember this, but a long time ago, you might have to buy a flower and something made out of wood.
A bear, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, we've sold it that way.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, another thing that, like, if you had to get things out of, say, sugar or flour or something, well, it would work with sugar, out of a barrel, and you wanted to put it in a smaller container, you might have something shaped like...
Funnel.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have to fix one for you to do that. Now, I don't know if you know this either, but to make horses go faster, like for a wagon, what would you hit them with?
With a whip.
Yeah. Now, there was, you told me about that you would put these things in paper sacks. Now, they also used to have sacks made out of cloth, like that, sort of a smooth, like that you might put, sugar in, like 10 pounds of sugar, a big thing. What would you call that type of sack?
Well, it depends, you know, if it was flour sack, well, of course it was...